From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting at least 32 civilians have been killed in the past 24 hours as Syrian government warplanes and artillery hit rebel-held districts of the city of Aleppo for a second day. The bombardment has damaged two hospitals, a blood bank, and a residential building in the city's eastern neighborhoods. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said troops were fighting to free civilians from what he called terrorists. Meanwhile, Russia said Tuesday it had launched air attacks targeting extremists in Idlib and Homs provinces. Russia's announced Wednesday that it is withdrawing from the International Criminal Court. Margaret Bashir reports.
In withdrawing their signature, Moscow's foreign ministry accused the Hague-based court of not being truly independent and dismissed its work as one-sided and inefficient. The move comes a day after the court's chief prosecutor issued a report stating that the situation in Crimea and the city of Sevastopol factually amounts to an ongoing state of occupation by Russia over Ukraine. Moscow annexed the Ukrainian territory in March 2014 after a widely criticized referendum. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
In what is likely to be his last overseas foreign policy speech, U.S. President Barack Obama told an audience in Greece Wednesday, American democracy is imperfect, but in his words, better than the alternatives.
I firmly believe that the best hope for human progress remains open markets combined with democracy and human rights. But I have argued that the current path of globalization demands a course correction. In the years and decades ahead, our countries have to make sure that the benefits of an integrated global economy are more broadly shared by more people.
Mr. Obama's next stop, Germany. This is VOA News.